Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Gaming News Show. I'm your host, Sony, and once again, Jordan's not in. We're not entirely sure what's really going on with Jordan. We know his timetable is shifted, so he can't come in on the days that we record, so we might have to balance things around so we can get both of us in on the same day. But he may not be in for another few weeks or so. But that's never really stopped us. Just a quick disclaimer, if my voice seems a little groggy or quieter than usual, my throat kind of is sore for some reason, I'm not too sure why. Hopefully I'm not coming down with anything. Hopefully I'll be fine. I suspect it's nothing, just a bit of a sore throat. But let's just get right into it. So, there's not been a lot of news lately. Well, there has been, just not focused on other things besides Destiny 2. Since Destiny 2 is one of the most long-awaited games, and also quite possibly the biggest game of 2017. But we have seen a detraction from Destiny 2, with some controversy with PewDiePie. If you're not sure who PewDiePie is, he's currently the world's biggest YouTuber, with about 56 million subscribers over the course of around 10 years now. Which is a lot more than a lot of YouTubers can say, I can assure you. But recently, he's blurted out some racial slurs on a live stream recently. Now, I'm not going to get too far into this because it's the news story is not about that entirely. But some people have criticized him for that, rightly so. He should not have said what he said, but it's own little gray area. And since then, he's not issued an apology for that. But it's more about what a developer, Sean Vierneman, from one of the co-founders and developers for Firewatch, has said on the matter. Now, for whatever reason, he's decided to file a DMCA, which is essentially just a copyright takedown. And this is all because PewDiePie said the N-word. But the thing is, it's the way he words it, the way he makes it sound, it does not seem like it's because of that. It seems a little more malicious than that. Sean takes to Twitter and says, "There's a bit of leeway you have to have with the internet when you wake up every day and make video games. There's also a breaking point." In another tweet, he states that, "I'm sick of this child," he's referring to PewDiePie in this sense, "getting more and more chances to make money off of what we make." Now, this is him talking about the copyright issue at hand. He wants to take down a previous live stream of PewDiePie who live streamed Firewatch about 18 months ago, I'm not too sure on that. But he then goes on to say, "I'd urge other developers and will be reaching out to folks much larger than us to cut him off from the content that has made him a millionaire. Furthermore, we're complicit. I'm sure we've made money off of the 5.7 million views that video has gotten, and that's something for us to think about." Now, the issue with this is, yes, PewDiePie said a racial slur on the live stream, but he wasn't exactly playing Firewatch at the time. He was playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is fine, that game's fine. But he's threatening to take down a previous live stream that PewDiePie's not making money from this because he said a racial slur. Now, the racial slur part is bad enough in itself, but then taking it to legal issues over a game you have no control of, then making it all about your game, it seems weird and unnecessary. He then also goes on to saying that he doesn't want PewDiePie making more money from video games anymore, which is nonsensical when you're taking into the account that he said a racial slur and now this is about him making money off of people's video games. It's very clear that Sean does not want PewDiePie to be where he is, and it's very clear that Sean just doesn't like PewDiePie. Which is understandable. PewDiePie hasn't exactly been the most liked person in recent years. But Sean continues to try to hide behind this veil, saying that he shouldn't be allowed to make videos or make live streams of people's video games because it's against fair use. And he's right, it is somewhat against fair use. There's no fair use policy of you recording a video, you playing a video game and uploading it to the internet. The company or developer can legally take it down. But from where this originated from, it's nonsensical. It makes no sense, and it just seems like he's trying to ruin PewDiePie for making more money than he is. Now, if Sean had stuck to the whole, he said a racist thing, let's focus on that, this would have been fine. But he didn't. And that's what's kind of landed him in the pothole that he kind of left himself in. Moving on to Destiny 2, I'm sorry. This one is somewhat unavoidable because it's spiraled really out of control. And a lot of people have really mixed opinions on this. So I'm going to hopefully shed some more light and help people sway their decisions or what they think about it in general. Destiny 2 launched with microtransactions. Now, there were microtransactions in Destiny 1 with engrams, and I'll get to what an engram is in a little bit. But the implementation of the microtransactions was a later thing in Destiny 1. Now, they're just kind of launching with it and saying, hey, you can buy engrams. And what engrams do is they give you weapons, loot, armor. They can also give you mods that increase the stats of your weapons that you currently have. And you also get emotes from them as well. But just like any microtransaction loot box based system, it's a gamble to what you're going to get. You can pay 5, 10, 15 pounds for let's say a chest piece for your armor set. You may never actually get that chest piece. You may get a helmet, some boots, you may get an emote, you may get a certain shader that you can change your armor color to. You may never actually get that, or maybe you'll get it later on down the line. Now, the defining thing about this is that you can't buy these straight away. Well, you can, but you can't use them. You have to wait till your max level, which is level 20, to be able to actually open up these engrams. But that still means that you, as soon as you hit level 20 and you bought enough, you can essentially power yourself to, well, a higher power level very, very quickly in a very short amount of time, as opposed to somebody who isn't spending money on the game whatsoever. And one of the biggest problems about this is the fact that microtransactions have snuck its way into video games all across the board in recent years. Whether it's been DLC, whether it's been actually pay-to-win features, like paying the developer money so you can have objectively better things in a video game, opposed to people who have never actually spent a single penny in that game before. It's a really scummy marketing decision and a really, really bad way to really ruin a game's reputation, even if that game is as great as Destiny 2. Now, people are defending this, saying it's not pay to win. You get a lot of emotes, you get a lot of shaders, which, like I've said before, you can use to customize your character. But that doesn't remove the fact that you're still getting gear, you're still getting mods that improve your character and their stats, which is, in a sense, pay to win. It's still pay to win, no matter how many times or angles you look at it. I'm fine with it being like a level 20 thing, it's a max level thing, you have to go through the game first before you can just spend all your money on the game and become very powerful, but I'm still annoyed to the fact that it has microtransactions. And I feel like this wasn't entirely Bungie's decision either. A lot of people are blaming Bungie for this, but I feel like it's down to the publishers. Sadly, Activision is known for a lot of microtransactions, whether it's adding DLC into the game but make you pay a ridiculous price for it, or cutting out parts of the game like they did with Destiny 1 just to ship it out later. Now, Destiny 1 is a very different story since that game was more of Bungie and Activision figuring out things, but I feel like now that they've fleshed things out, they finally realized this is what works, this is what we can do. They're going to continue pushing the envelope to see what they can get away with in terms of getting more money from the player. That's going to be it for this week. Sadly, we don't really have that many interesting games coming out there. A lot of them are like third-party indie games, but they really don't look interesting or worth the time. And again, sorry with the news, there's just been nothing but non-stop Destiny news. It's to be expected when Destiny launches like this, but it's something that is sadly unavoidable. If you have any questions, don't forget to email me at sony@accessradio.biz. That's sony@accessradio.biz.